Well, you won't have to wait until Oscar night to hear from one of the nominees from Little Miss Sunshine. It's 10-year-old Abigail Breslin. We have her here now on the line from New York. First, though, let us play you a clip of tape from the movie Little Miss Sunshine of her learning that she is going to the Little Miss Sunshine beauty pageant.
Little Miss Sunshine?
Yeah.
That's Abigail Breslin in the movie Little Miss Sunshine. Today she was nominated for Best Supporting Actress, and Abigail joins us now from her home in New York City. Abigail, did you scream like that when you heard this morning that you were nominated for Best Supporting Actress?
No, because I think that I would wake everybody up in my building if I screamed that like that. But
well,
a little scream.
Just a little scream?
Yeah.
Did you ever think that you might be nominated to win an Academy Award?
Never. I never even thought about it. I had no clue. I was sleeping and I just was woken up.
I want to go to another scene from the movie. It's a scene with you and your grandpa. Your grandpa played by Alan Arkin. This is a scene that, well, when I saw it, I got a little misty-eyed.
Grandpa?
Yeah?
Am I pretty?
Olive, you are the most beautiful girl in the whole world.
Grandpa?
What?
I don't want to be a loser.
You're not a loser. Where'd you get the idea you're a loser?
Dad hates losers.
Whoa. Back up a minute. You know what a loser is? A real loser is somebody that's so afraid of not winning, they don't even try. Now, you're trying, right?
Yeah.
You're not a loser.
Abigail, what was it like filming that scene?
Well, it was the last day of shooting, and I was kind of thinking about my grandpa who passed away, so yeah.
What was it like working with Alan Arkin, who plays your grandpa in the movie?
He was so nice. He was like having a grandpa on the set.
Of course, he plays a foul-mouthed, heroin-snorting guy who likes racy movies. Was that a little shocking, dealing with that subject matter?
My mom, you know, does stuff like, you know, cover my ears. So I didn't really hear, but I don't use that language, so.
And your final dance number is Rick James' Super Freak. You dance to that song and you do kind of a strip tease.
Yeah.
Did you make up your own moves?
Well, actually, I had a choreographer named Marguerite. So it was a lot of fun. I worked 2 weeks on the dance. The choreographer was so nice. She, like, you know, let me help and stuff. So that was fun.
So you actually came up with some of your own maneuvers
there? Yes, I did.
Like what?
I'm trying to think. What moves did I come up with? I remember now, these, like, foot swishers, kind of, I guess. I don't know what to call them, but.
Do you know what you're going to wear on Oscar night?
Well, we don't exactly know yet. I want something long.
Uh-huh. What color?
And what color? Maybe blue. I don't know.
Do you know how you're going to celebrate? You just were nominated for an Oscar.
Well, I'm really excited because I get to, when we go to L.A., I get to stay longer and I get to go to Disneyland.
So what's better, going to the Oscars or going to Disneyland?
Going to the Oscars or going to Disneyland? Both, I think.
You can't choose.
No, it's too hard to choose.
All right. Well, Abigail Breslin, this year's youngest Oscar nominee, nominated for Best Supporting Actress. Thank you very much and congratulations.
Thank you. Bye.
One little problem for Abigail and Helen Mirren and all the others nominated. You have to make a speech. There is a contest underway right now at npr.org. Write your own Oscar acceptance speech. Go to npr.org right away on Day to Day.